We have to mitzvah sasei dalid. Chavetz Chaim again is trying at this point, if I can use the expression, to scrap together as many averis as possible, or better yet, as many mitzvahs as possible, to dissuade us from speaking lashon hara. And while the first ones were very clear, dalid is far less clear. Let's see. V'mayidesi purei halashon hara ay harachilis. If through speaking lashon hara or rechilis, hishpil es chaveray, at sha'ovad mechiyosei al yedei zeh. If through lashon hara or rechilis, he lowered the stature of the person he's speaking about, so that he lost his job, or he lost his means of employment, of money. Sometimes someone's a collector, you speak lashon hara about him, and he cannot make money. For example, if you spread news about someone that he's not trustworthy, or if he's a professional, you say he doesn't do a good job. So this is really a very unfortunate thing when somebody goes to a mechanic and he's not happy with the work, or somebody goes to a dentist or a shetelmacher, wherever it is, and you know, it's going to happen sometimes that that things don't work out exactly so, and someone speaks lashon hara about him. So there are times that you can unleash rumors that'll affect a person's livelihood. Yeah, because he did a crummy job once doesn't mean he always does a crummy job. If you're doing it, yeah. So the Chavetz Chaim in the bottom writes that if you're doing it l'tayelas in Ber Mayim Chaim Dalid, he says Emayadesi Pura Shem Neira Levavai Doifin Bezev Vaday Aser Avom Einenu Roy Lezev. He's not Roy for his profession. Bezev Hamesaper Mechavin L'tayelas Loi Mitzat Sina. So then, yesh b'zayi fanim shanim. There are conditions under which it's permitted. What? Lashon hara. Certainly lashon hara. Here he's adding. So here, which mitzvah has say? So it takes him another minute to get to it. Chokiyah. It's about oiv gamkin a mitzvah say shenemar ger v'say shav v'chai imach. I don't know why he doesn't bring the beginning of the pasuk, which is more famous. V'chzakta bai geres v'say shav v'chayimach. It's really generally known as the mitzvah of v'chzakta bai, which is to be mechazik someone's parnasa. So he seems to be focusing on v'chayimach. Even though it says ger v'say shav, it means even a ger v'tay shav, koshkein, a regular member of Klal Yisrael. There's a mitzvah v'chzaktabai, which the Rambam, in counting the levels of tzedakah, counts as the highest level of tzedakah, which is to give him a means of earning his own parnasa. So that's what he's saying. So he was saying, like, normally we have an expression, "Mechlal hen after shemei alav." If it says something in the positive, we can deduce from it the negative. So since there's a mitzvah say of zakta by or of a chayimach, so mimelo we can understand the negative, that if a person does the opposite, if he jeopardizes someone's means of livelihood, that he's over on this mitzvah saseh. Do you have to pay damages?
Is that the case we always say that way?
What do you mean?
That first of all, there's an essay to do something. And does it become
Mechlal hen?
Become a lav the other way?
Mechlal hen ata shemei alav.
What?
Mechlal hen, from the hen you learn lav. Zochra is yamer Shabbos lekachay. So if a person doesn't make kiddush, he's erin avera. Right? Zochra is the mitzvah of kiddush. Zochra is yamer Shabbos lekachay. If you the hen tells you if you don't do it, it's a lav. Now here, it's not just passively not doing it. Most of us say, lulav, shayfer, a person's shayfer by just not taking a lulav, not blowing a shayfer, listening to a shayfer. Here, the negative is doing the reverse. It's really if someone does the reverse and causes him to lose parnasa, then that's sort of the reverse.
But
do you have to pay damage? So it's interesting. The rules of indirectly causing a loss to somebody are known as the rules of groma, or causation, causing somebody a loss. Bezdin is only mechayev you to pay a groma if it's what we call garmi. Only if, basically two conditions are fulfilled. It has to be odayim, it has to be direct. And it has to be bari hazeka. It has to be that when you did it, it was certain you had caused the damage. And certainly in this case, that doesn't apply. It's not direct. You start a rumor about someone, it's not direct, and it's not bari. When you say something, it's not certain that he'll lose parnasa. Nevertheless, a grama, which the Bezin can't force you to pay, in the case of a grama, you're really obligated to pay laksis yedei shemayim. A person who causes someone else a loss really has to pay laksis yedei shemayim. If you know someone who's going to the mechanic, now, if you're giving him advice in a way that satisfies the rules, which is that you don't exaggerate and you don't do it because you have personal animosity towards the person you're speaking about, so then you're allowed to. But if, let's say, someone exaggerates or makes an unfair remark that causes the person to lose the job, you're obligated to pay. Let's say, Sidei Shemayim, you really have to pay.
The hardest thing to distinguish from Grama and
Gami. I'll tell you, in Lamdis, it's like this. The Gemara doesn't tell us any rule. What's Grama, which is only Chayav Dasi Sidei Shemayim, and what's Garmi, when you do have to pay. Gemara doesn't tell us. So usually we try to find the consensus in the Rishayim. There is no consensus. Because what do they do? They string together. They say, well, in Shas we have 8 different cases of Garmi. Garmi meaning a cause that you have to pay. Let's figure out the rule. So all the Rishayim have different rules.
What?
All the Rishayim have different rules. The Mechaber paskens like the Rambam. The Ramah paskens like the Rosh. And the Shach paskens like Tosfos. Mechapas the Rambam, that if you cause someone a hezek, you always have to pay if you're a pasheya, if you're doing it deliberately. Rambam is, whenever you cause someone a loss deliberately, Ramah is the shita I mentioned to you, which is the rush. Only if it's bari hezekah, it's definitely going to happen, and if it's biyodayim. Biyodayim means, let's say someone throws something out of a window and there's a mattress underneath. He's a mover. He doesn't want to schlep it down the stairs. Right? There's no elevator. He doesn't schlep it down the stairs. So he puts a mattress on the sidewalk, and he's throwing it out, right? He throws it out the window. So someone throws something out the window. He's throwing a piano down, right? It's going to land on the thing. And you're down there, and you pull away the mattress. It's like the Rambam Yechayiv, because you did it if you did it deliberately. According to the Rosh and the Ramah, you potter, because you didn't do it via dying. You did it to the mattress. You didn't do it to the piano. The thing he's throwing down. A mazik is someone who does damage to something.
But it's the outcome that's what's
important. No. If you cause something indirectly, on Shabbos, they have a groma switch. A groma switch, the phones they have for the doctors. It's a groma switch. The end is that you get a dial tone. But the way that the dial tone is achieved is indirect. It's not biodayim. It's, you remove a block that blocks the light that connects the circuit, and then so it's indirect. That's exactly sakasa. That's clear.
What?
That the Torah is mechayev. It's not altsmazik. Eidim zayim didn't cause any loss. It's something else. And the shach pasuk is like the Ritzpah. The Ritzpah is Taisim Bava Basra. Taisim Bava Basra says there's no rule in Garmi. Everyone's trying to figure out a rule. No rule. The 8 cases in Shas that the Shas says is chayev achayev and nothing else. Which means it's got to be exactly the cases in Shas. So that's why you said that you heard that a Bez and Garmi is very hard. It is very hard.
It is very hard.
But if Palm told me, I once had a dintaira. A peaceful dintaira. I don't deal with the other types. You know, two people had a disagreement. There were two people in the Gudav Avenue L.
They were
in the Gudav Avenue L. They went to Rabbi Yizvi. So Rabbi Isby said, you know, nobody wants to pass him for his own congregants. So he said, he sent him here. So they had an entire, and I passed him, the person has to pay.
The what?
I passed him that he has to pay, that the nitva has to pay. So Rabbi Isby called me, he says it was only a grama, it wasn't a garmi. Why do you have to pay? So I told him, Rapam told me the following. And we double checked afterwards. Rapam said the following. He said, if you have to send someone who has money to Bez and he doesn't want to come, so then you have to go with the rules. You can't force somebody to pay if it's Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. He said, but if someone comes over to you in Shul and you have to dive, and he comes, ask you a shayl. So you, if he's chayiv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, you tell him what he has to do. Lotzis Yidei Shemayim means he has to do it. If two sides come, and they're coming, Bisholem, they were friends, they had a disagreement over something that happened. And they're asking what to do, so you tell them, even Grama, you tell them they should pay.
Yeah.
Because,
Grama, you're supposed to say,
they
Shemayim,
you're
to pay.
Well,
what?
It doesn't quite say what language you should say. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yechayv Lotzei Shemayim. But anyway, that's what happened. Bezin can do that any time, even when there's a hazmana. The point Rafal was making was there's no hazmana, you're just giving a psak, pay or don't pay. That's the way to do it. That's the way to go about it.
Back to the mitzvah of the chayim rav.
Yeah.
What Rav is saying is there are two grocery stores, one on by Jew, one out on by Jew, and it's not a low price. You just walk into the guy's grocery store and put your order on the essay.
No. Oh, if you do shopping by a guy as opposed to a yid.
Shopping by a guy as opposed to a Jew, there's not a price difference.
It may be true, but it's not exactly what he's saying here. What he's saying here is that the person has a certain livelihood, and you mazik it. Now, the way you're saying it, there was no negative thing to him. You just failed to be mechazik him. It's a bittul of a mitzvah saseh. You failed to do a mitzvah saseh. It's like there's an aved in the street. You walk by. There's also a loisa say lesucha l'salim, but my point is you missed the mitzvah, you missed the opportunity. So in your case, you missed the opportunity to do a mitzvah. What he's saying is that when you do something that affects the livelihood he already has, then you're over the aveira. It's more than just missing the opportunity to do an asay. It's mechlal hanat shmei alav. You're over the mitzvah.
Even in a grumble, you say okay, but you could fix it. You can't pay the money.
Mati obviously had a din Torah with a grama. He's very caught up on it.
No. We'll have it.
Why? I'm just saying.
What? Shall I have a different question? First of all, could you say Eidim Zayin? Could you say that a Dayin is a Zayin?
No.
You
could
say you were the Dayin.
Eidim Zayin is a separate parasha. That's Imanu and Yisem B'makom Pliny. It doesn't. A crook is not Zaymimin. Zaymimin are people who bear testimony,
yes.
And two witnesses say you were with us in a different place on that day. So what are you going to tell the judge? The day you were judging, you were with us somewhere else.
You're the third judge. How could you be a judge? You were the fourth judge. How could you be a judge? You were with us outside the room, and they were judging.
That's nothing to do with Eidim Zaymimin. What's that to do with Eidim Zaymimin? There's nothing to do with Eidim Zaymimin. You're saying he's a liar. You're not saying no. That's called he's a liar. He says he's a judge and he wasn't a judge, right? So that's nothing to do with Zaymimin. That has to do with crookedness.
But going back to Gamli, forget about that. I'm going back to Gamli. He is, but that's not the point. Gamli, the question is, if he could rectify it, that you're not including the money, is he clear to rectify? He signed something, this guy is a bad guy.
And if he can fix it, he has to fix it.
What?
If you fix it, that's the problem with a rumor. It's hard to pull it back. But if it's money, you could undo
if
it.
If you can, I'm not doing that money.
If you can have a bad psak, you can undo
Let's
it.
Say, but I wasn't the judge, or whatever, I wasn't a name. It's all right, I wasn't a name.
There's and a fate. Rapam used to tell over a story about the Rishash. The Rishash was a wealthy fellow. He once lent someone money.
He's
what? He's wealthy. He wants, what? They made a song out of this? Anyway, I didn't know they made a song. The Pump didn't sing it. Yeah, somebody, he lent someone money, and when the person came to pay him back, he was in the middle of learning, he stuck it in the back of his Gemara, And I hope the song goes that way too. And later on, he was Tevea him.
He's first book.
You guys are such picky, man.
It was in his first book.
Okay. Anyway, the story you all know. The point is, he wanted to fix the rumor he started. So making a shidduch with this person, he fixed the rumor.
He
was mechuyif to make a shidduch, but he was mechuyif to try to fix it. He was mechuyif to try to rectify. If you start a rumor about someone and you're wrong, you're mechuyif to try to fix it. That's for sure. It's just very difficult. Difficult to pull back a rumor, especially when the rumor starts with a click. You can't tell how to pull it back. All right. Anyway, so the point here is, besides the aveir, is that really a lot of damage is done by words, and a person has to be very, very careful. If the rumor doesn't spread, is he over? Let's say somebody comes to me and says, "Should I go to that mechanic?" I say, or even he doesn't say, "Should I?" He says, "I'm going to that mechanic." I say, "You're going to him? The guy's a swindler. He's a crook." Okay, and I'm making a mistake. I'm confusing it with someone else, right? That means a son and he's a crook. So it's Lashon Hara. Let's say, let's say, I tell it to him, and he goes to him anyway. Was I over in the Aveira?
No. No, for different reasons.
Why? The Chafetz Chaim is saying you're over.
We said a share. Let's say a shidduch. You know this guy is something wrong. He's in your shidduch. You know mentally there's something very wrong.
No, the Tayelis is what I'm saying, where with Lashon Hara is incorrect. I shouldn't have said it. In a case where I should not have said it.
I shouldn't have said it.
Lashon Hara could be true, but not every mechanic, you know, something, you fix a car once in a while, it's not going to run well.
Can you tell him?
If you know he's a crook, you have to tell him.
Can you tell him, don't go there?
You're mechuyif to tell them if you know.
Well, I'm mechuyif to tell them.
Yeah, but that's not. Don't do what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a case where a person speaks lashon hara. He's over aver zakta by. Is he over only if it happened, or even just by speaking it, by trying to make it, by saying the words that make it happen?
That's why I asked about lashon hara, because it seems there are two transgressions. One is the fact
the damaging. Okay, that's true.
Lashon hara, he's over.
Lashon hara, he's over for sure. He's not over on this say. What's his language? Pirsal chaver sheinish neman. Pirsal sheinu roil malachas u kreitzim say. Over gam kev it's a say. Is he saying only if he's successful?
Because over gam kev here too.
Yeah, there too. But I quite there more than two. There four at this point. But the point is, the language seems to say that the person's over just by spreading the rules, by telling somebody, even if it doesn't end up that way. That's what it sounds like.
The sukkim that he brings has nothing to do with lashon hara. It's just with the genius of the person. It's lashon hara regarding
lashon hara. What he's doing now is finding other things that have nothing to do with lashon hara directly, but indirectly, when you speak lashon hara, you could be over this avera too.
First two words, the im ayideh, only if it happened.
Only if what happened?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it says,
"Imal yidei
sipuro haloshin hara." It's loshin hara regardless.
Right.
And then, if it happens in addition to that, that there's damages.
Okay. I just wonder. Okay.
People quick to say, "Is that a guy? Is that a guy? The mechanic is okay, but he really doesn't believe." Is he mechuyev to rectify the situation?
He's not supposed to lie.
What?
He should not lie.
Not
he just
anymore.
The not trick anymore. Is to keep your mouth shut in the first place.
Right.
But if he gave him bad information, you should go back and tell him, listen, don't rely on what I told you before. Oh. Find out by yourself. You can, you know, it's I once had a dintera between a shaitelmacher and someone who bought a shaitel. A very expensive shaitel, and the first time they washed it, it went flat. So he wanted the money back. So they were here. So Sheitel Macher tells me, you know, the big secret of the Sheitel Macher is that one out of every, let's say, 20 Sheitels just goes flat. It's a mitzvah. Some here goes flat when you wash. So one out of every 20 goes flat, and then your customer goes away from you, but it's okay, because the other Sheitel Macher also won 20, so you sort of just swap customers. But that's the way it happens. One in 20, that's what happens.
So,
yeah, but my point is that because you had a bad experience doesn't necessarily mean the guy's a bad, you know, what should I tell you?
It's,
I'll tell you, my mother, last shalom, she went for heart valve surgery. So my mother went for heart valve replacement. So the fellow, the doctor, you know, you go in beforehand for a thing. So he said, 2.5% just don't wake up from heart valve. 2.5%, no matter what it is, they just don't wake up. They die on the table. That's what he said. Like, that's just the way it is. Those are statistics.
So
that's a tie of the Shetama. That's 100% true.
What?
It's 100% true. I mean, the Gabi the Lashon Hara Shabbai, that just because somebody, you should know, when we went in the morning, you know, they have, it's like a factory. They have everyone comes and checks in and they do a bunch of surgeries. I remember looking around and thinking, there are 40 people here. Somebody's not going to make it. I remember thinking that. And Kachava, later in the day, I saw the family.
It's probably less than 1%. He's telling you 2.5%. It's probably because...
So that I can't answer you. But my point is the Lashon Hara point, not all the tangential points. My point is that because you have once a mistake, yeah, that's all. So Herbie wants to talk about Florida?
No, when I go to Florida, I wonder next time I come, who's not going to be here?
Herbie, do me a favor. Just stay in New York and.
That's why he goes to Florida.
Right? One out of eight people
have mental health. That's nice. That's very reassuring. Now you said one out of eight have mental health. Okay, it's the hey. Let's move on. One more mitzvah for the day. A person who accepts Lashon Hara, gamkein al mitzvah teicheach techiach. The mitzvah of giving teichacha to someone who's about to do an aveira. This is the listener, as Ivan, not the speaker. You see someone about to say something bad about his friend. And he knows that if he tells him stop, he'll stop. He might stop. You're obligated. This is trying to come up with another mitzvah. This is another mitzvah. There's a footnote, an asterisk with a footnote. I guess we'll leave that for Monday. Okay, next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.